KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH. New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KA9SXHKE8CB. Good afternoon.
Hi, Clay. How are you doing on this beautiful, by me, day where it is currently 49 and sunny. Got a little yard work to do yet today, and I got a nap planned too. But so far, so good. Got my dog walk in. How are your dogs? How are you? What's going on? This is KA9SXH.
Docs, for the most part, seem to be fine. Eric is having some anal gland issue. She's doing a lot of scooting and stuff, threw up today. Can't seem to get into a vet until next week sometime. Can't get into a groomer, and tried looking around, shopping around, trying to find a new vet. Either their prices are crazier than where I'm already at, but then got the problem where nobody's taking in new clients, and it's real crap show when it comes to vets. They're worse than human medical offices. So I don't know. It's really annoying. So, but that's pretty much what my day's been. Just lots of irritations.
All right. Well, I know exactly what you mean by that. And I'm going to say perhaps you need a new vet, period. I switched vets here not too long ago, and I'm pretty happy I switched. The place I had been at, the they weren't there for me when I needed them. And, you know, well, you know what it costs to go in them places. It's not like they weren't going to get paid or anything. somewhat arrogant, actually. But my new place, a lot better, different vets. And actually, one of the vets in there is a real cool person. Not only for people, but for dogs, too, because she is specialized in pet behavior. So she knows how to handle them real good. And other than that, been to it good here. Currently it's drying up, and I got wet here a couple of times. Oh, boy. A week and a half ago, I got wet 2 days in a row. More wetter than I wanted to be, and yeah, I was only up for 30s, around 40. And I call that freezing rain already. And I got some of the winter gear out, too. This morning I went out, it was 33, a lot of white roofs. KA9SXH.
Yeah, I wanted to get a new vet because of they're never available when you need them. But I can't find another one. All of them in my area, you know, they don't want to take new clients or, they always got an excuse of some kind. So, the only place I was going to transfer them to was low-cost place that works through Tractor Supply. They had a permanent office there. And I called them up today, and apparently 6 weeks ago, they closed up. They lost their contract. And so now they're just there on Sunday, and that's it. They're just still a mobile unit, but they don't have a permanent office no more. It's really sucked, because I was looking forward to transferring my dogs over there.
Well, the place I go actually is a, it's clinic. It's called a clinic. And it works pretty good for me. They seem cooperative, and I haven't run into a time I couldn't get an appointment pretty much when I wanted, although I do these things ahead of time. For instance, next month, my dog has an appointment, and my wife and I make two different appointments, grooming and the vet appointment, and I got them together so I can take him to the vet early in the morning, 8:40, and right after that, he goes upstairs downstairs in that same building to the groomer, which is in the same building, and he gets his grooming. So, one-shot deal. And upstairs one, the vet, this is the one with his shots, etc., and whatever, and I guess I better check my card and make sure I got enough on it before I go do that one. But, anyway, weather-wise, doing great here. The nuts are almost all off my walnut tree, and I cut grass here a while back and took a leg injury from a flying nut. Seems to be an off of a lot of them. Lost a husk this year, and are just laying around there like a stone. But anyway, I got to cut her short for right now. So, great hearing you today. You take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, A9SXH.
All right, you take it easy. Take care of that leg wound. KEHCB73.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, KEHCB, still here.
All right. Well, I got my little business taken care of. I'm finishing my break before I have to do some yard work. And my little tablets, all my equipment is going pretty good here, Clayton. I gotta say that. I've been, of course, I take an HT with me every day when I walk the dog. And it's a pretty popular little item for sure. Mostly local analog repeater, and that HT also has an FM radio function, which is sort of neat because I can have entertainment on unless there becomes activity on the frequency I'm listening to, in which case it switches to that. So I listen to FM radio. If there's any activity on the repeater, that turns off and the repeater turns on. Monitoring. So getting along real good with that. However, I've been having the gloves out pretty much lately, although it's not too cold yet to have my hands off for an extended period of time. Back to you.
Have you seen this little module kit that you could take to your phone or to a tablet and it'll turn your Android device into a 1-watt radio for VHF?
I have seen that. I have not paid too much attention. My first thought is, what is that? Why would I want to do that? It seems to me anything like that you plug into your, in my case, tablet. The tablet only has one USB port, and if that becomes damaged, that device is garbage. So, interesting stuff, though. Boy, they come out with some things, don't they? And right in that scene, I also got down and broke down and got a couple of battery-operated tools, one of which is a leaf blower, which I'm going to need soon. And they sure do work better with the lithium batteries as opposed to the old NIMH, for sure. KA9SXH.
Yeah, I saw a video about that thing, and I was a little baffled because that was an ESP32 board, which means it has Bluetooth capability. So I'm surprised that this didn't use Bluetooth to connect to the device for using as a HT, freeing up your port for charging. but for some reason they didn't go that route.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there is some reason for that. And I'll see what else is going on here. Well, I'm really into making some things for the Radio Shack for my redecorating project in there, which will allow me to move forward. And oh boy, so far it's working out real great for me. I've spread a little varnish on a piece of fiberboard I have. Not fiberboard, particle board. And it's kind of a really neat use for something I had been saving forever to use, and that is it's the cutout from our kitchen counter when I cut the hole for the sink. It's in other words, it's sink size. So that's going to be elevated on my operating position in order to fit a monitor on there. And I'm thinking of getting a larger monitor for my computer there, which I use TVs. And these days, well, they keep having the bigger and bigger ones on sale. And actually, what I really like is the 24-inch, which is not big. And I've got a 32 in front of me. And when I went to buy another 24, this one was cheaper. And the last time I looked, the 40-inch and the 24-inch were the same price. Go and figure. However, on that scene, you can get some really big ones, really cheap these days, bigger than I got any kind of use for. K-A-N-I-S-X-H.
Have you dusted off your QRP rig and powered it up lately?
HFQRP rig. No, I haven't. However, with my decorating project here in the shack that is in sight, and along with the decorating project, I'm doing some heavy-duty cleaning out, which we all do on our shack from time to time, and I am. And seeing as I got the floor nice and clean, as it flooded twice this year already, don't want no more of that. And well, actually, QRP, you could say I've got it going, because my main radio in the shack is a HT, and that does just fine, 1 watt. All the local repeaters, of which there's quite a few, and there are mornings I run the whole list and get no replies. So, more activity, please. Back to you.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Yeah, I kind of left my radio off for a long time because every time I turn it on, there's nobody out there. I just started turning my radio on again. I went out and did some POTA this year when my health allowed it.
Well, quickly. Yeah, well, I've sort of done that a number of times this past summer also. The park nearest where I live, just down the block, I don't go there with my dog because of there's a pond there and we have a lot of Canadian geese and goose activity. That's why I don't go there with my dog. There's another fine business park that isn't that far away. I've been there once and sat there with the radio. It's not on the photo list, but it pretty much overlooks the greater Milwaukee area. And I can not only make all of those repeaters I was talking to you about from there, I can do it from there with my HT on along the lot, which is, that park is pretty much line of sight, I gotta say that. It's a neat place. And the same thing with FM radio. We have a number of, we still have a number of low power FM analog stations, and I can hear those from there. And some are really low power too. I know they're licensed for, I think, 250 or so, but not too many of them do that. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Yes. Some lady told me there's a vet on this road on the right-hand side. She did say she was terrible at directions. I should have took that as a warning. So I'm not finding nothing. I'm almost to the end of the road.
Following your phone, are you?
I had two rust holes in my rocker panel on my car. Managed to have at least a week where I was feeling really good. So I said, heck with it, and risk life and limb, and I fixed it myself. And I used Bondo and fiber mesh. And everybody yelling at me saying, "Nah, you're supposed to weld in that." Yeah, I'm going to see how long it lasts. If it pops out by next summer, I guess I'll clean it up and do it the way everybody yelled at me to do it.
No, I know exactly what you mean, Clayton. By me? I've always gotten rid of my vehicles one way or another before they needed any body work. I never got into body work, and we don't like doing it, actually. That's why I've done very minimum stuff. Mechanical stuff, though, not so. No stranger to big projects. Years ago, I've done the transmission already, automatic. It was in the day when you could buy these big kits that had everything in there you needed to rebuild that transmission. And a lot of parts in there. Definitely a job for some white sheets, probably two or more, and not the kind of project you want to dawdle on, because every little piece has got to get back in there. Standard transmissions, those are a little easier. Not as many parts, but still every last one has got to go back in where it came from. Engines, well, engines are engines, and today, I guess once you get down to the engine part of it, it's all I could do that. But it's just too much work getting them all. It's no fun no more. And that is assuming it's one that you can get out easily. I know there was one I had there I didn't have to do engine work on, but should that have been the case, you took out a large portion of the whole front end with the engine on it, out the bottom. And that was the engine and transmission, and, you know, wheels and everything came out in that case, and that's the way it was done, but I'm not tooled up for doing that one. KA9SXH.
Yeah, I leave mechanical stuff to the mechanics. Body work wasn't that bad. It only took like a day to cut out the bad part, clean it up, put the Bondo in. The part that took the longest was painting. Multiple layers and dry time. Yeah, I just waxed the paint to seal it about a week ago. So it's good and ready for the winter.
No, I'm not ready for that yet, Clay, for sure. I dug a large amount of my winter gear out, but I'm still in lawnmower mode. I'm looking at some long grass right now, and our leaves are, they're in the very early stages of coming down, very early from what I see, except for my backyard. Got a walnut tree has got a lot down, and a chestnut tree also. And we had a lot of chestnuts this year for sure. Bumper crop. We had three big broken branches, and one big one is, it broke off the tree all the way, and it's kind of stuck up there now. And don't know what I'm going to do about that yet, if anything. It's too high for me to reach even with a pole saw. And these branches, when they break down like that because of the a nut load, they don't break off nice. They kind of break off from a bigger branch and peel and make a strip down the big branch where it tears the bark off. In other words, it gives it a really big bad tree wound. Other than that, well, I guess maybe we'll just have to see what winter brings us. Back to you.
All right. Well, I have to let you go. I'm at my location in Bay City. KEXCB73. Take it easy.
Quickly, well, thank you for the contact today. We've both done our part, putting a little bit of activity on the band, and I got my stuff to do here too, getting to work, etc. And going to be running on nap time pretty soon. Can't have that. Take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YZF, mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.